You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today. Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. That's obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. To reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Here's the thing. Information is power. Information is money. Literally, the currency of today's world of entrepreneurship is information. And if you could bring all of the information about your business into one dashboard, this is incredibly valuable. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of the truth about your business. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. This is so valuable. You just hit a button and you can see all the information about your business instead of having to like call five different departments and get all these emails and put it all together and make sense of it. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/James. netsuite.com/James. netsuite.com/James.
This isn't your average business podcast, and he's not your average host. This is the James Altucher Show on the Choose Yourself Network. Today on the James Altucher Show.
Has there ever been anything in life you've really wanted? I'm sure there is.
Yes.
And when you found out you couldn't get it, did you want it just a little bit more?
Yeah, of course.
So that's what we're selling.
I really think the bottom line with your rules is self-respect. Take time for yourself. Build yourself up. I'm going to quote Warren Buffett here. He once said, "The best way to be loved is to be lovable." I think the real secret to what you two have done with the rules and with all the follow-up books is to really say, don't outsource your self-esteem. And here are some guidelines.
Yes.
So I'm sitting here with two lovely women who have, I can't decide, ladies, whether you've completely ruined my life or helped me. So you're going to help me decide this before the end. But anyway, Ellen Fine and Sherry Schneider, authors of the classic book, The Rules. You know, it's funny. Some people don't. I know this book inside and out because every woman I ever dated back in the 90s and early 00s had read The Rules and were following The Rules. The rules that you two had developed. I can't believe I'm talking to you on behalf of every single person I've ever dated and every man who's ever been frustrated by every woman who they ever dated. But the rules are a set of rules for women to follow in dating. It's almost like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm gonna broaden it, but we'll deepen into each one. It's almost like a have self-respect for yourself, play a little hard to get, and the guys will be more attracted. So you're nodding head, but Welcome, Ellen Fine, Sherry Schneider. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And I just want to mention you wrote the rules. You wrote the rules for marriage. You wrote the expanded rules, which is now called the All the Rules. You wrote the rules for online dating, rules your mother didn't tell you. So I have an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old daughter. Maybe they will listen to this. I don't know if they've ever listened to any of my podcasts, but maybe they'll listen to this.
This
and
is
they
a good one for them to listen to.
They will know their dating life. Now, I want to just... read out loud some of the rules and then maybe we can talk about them. And then I want to also figure out, you mentioned in the book, and the book was written and first published in 1995, and I know you've expanded it and rewritten some stuff, but obviously the world's changed. But when you wrote it, you said the book, that these rules are everlasting. They're going to withstand the test of time. And a lot of things have changed in the dating world, and I'm curious how the rules have changed. And you've addressed this in future books, but we could talk about it on this podcast. But I think some of these rules obviously still apply. So for instance, don't talk to a man first. That's one rule. That's rule number two. Don't accept a Saturday night date after Wednesday.
Don't.
So, and to this day.
Oh yes. My goodness, yes. What's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
So today, you have till Wednesday, girls, and then it's like you're busy.
Right.
You made other plans. He needs to get on it.
It's everlasting because 20 years ago was don't call men first or don't speak to them first. Now it's don't text them first. Don't Facebook message them first. You know, don't friend them first. Don't follow them on Instagram first. Whatever technology or medium you're in, don't initiate.
Well, okay, so this is a good story. There's 35 rules, but obviously we've kicked off some discussion with just two of them. So let's talk about that. Don't initiate first. There's also rules relating to how much time should pass after they text you, so you don't seem too eager. But I feel like in today's world, if I text somebody and they don't text right back, I kind of just think they're not interested in me. And
really?
So, and now, here's the question I have. Like, don't you think that in today's online world, and I don't use online dating at all, like zero. I think that's for younger people than me, but like I have college age kids. So don't you think that online dating creates this myth of infinite supply of...
Yeah.
of men or women, and so that reduces the value of a relationship. It also reduces the value of that romantic tension that builds up when you don't reply. Because if someone doesn't reply, okay, I'm just going to go over to the next one.
No, because if a guy really likes you, he likes you.
I think that's true. If a guy really likes you, yes.
So we're only looking for guys that really like us. If we're just trying to fill up our week because we're 20, that's fine. But if you really want someone who really likes you, that won't in any way affect it.
But we do consultations. After we wrote the book, women inundated us with questions. That's why we wrote a second book, and then private consultations because women wanted specific answers to their situation. So we have clients, they go on a trip, they forget to check their match.com account, and they literally don't reply, and the guy says, are you there? Can I see you? Like, rather than go on to the next girl, like you said, they're hung up on the girl that didn't answer.
So that's if the guy really likes you.
Correct. Yeah, they like you.
We only want people who really like us.
And we haven't gone into, I mean, you have other rules here. No more than casual kissing on the first date.
Yep.
Don't rush into sex and other rules for intimacy. Don't tell him what to do. I want to hold on to that one because that's a little different category. Always end the date first or always end the phone calls first. Here's the question. Let's take that always end the phone calls first. What if you simply want to, what if the guy likes you and you want to keep talking?
You'll talk on the date.
We're afraid that you'll talk out.
And that the guy will stop liking you?
No, that he'll get... Has there ever been anything in life you've really wanted? I'm sure there is.
Yes.
And when you found out you couldn't get it, maybe a little bit, did you want it just a little bit more?
Yeah, of course.
So that's what we're trying to... That's what we're selling.
Because I'm an unconfident and insecure person.
No. Everybody's like that. So basically...
You think everybody's like that? You think a confident person would say... Would be drawn in by this?
You are so confident. You called us in here. You're leading a podcast. You're charming. You're lovely. What is not? You're like everybody. You're better than everybody.
No, I feel unconfident with women.
You're not unconfident at all. I can tell in 2 seconds. You're so not, you're like that guy that tries to maybe act like he's maybe not confident, but you're confident.
Are you accusing me of being manipulative?
The longer you can draw out a courtship and get a guy to pay attention to you without sleeping with you and all that, or knowing everything about you, the more he will be able to have real feelings for you. So these books are doing you a service. They're getting you to fall in love.
Because too much too soon is never good. That's what this society has. Everything is excess and guys get bored and they move on to the other girl. Like Amal Clooney said no the first time right. George Clooney asked her, well, he asked her up to his room for dinner, supposedly. So she said no. Suddenly, there was a woman in the world that said no to George Clooney.
We always said, he said, I'll never get married again. And, he married the one girl that did the rules.
That's really interesting. So if I, let's say I really like somebody, okay, I'm single. Let's say I really like somebody and I text them or I call them. I want them to pick up and talk to me.
We will, just not that second. I mean, you have the
Why
gym.
Why not?
Because you have work and then you have the gym and then you see your friends. So it might be 5 hours.
Probably your values have changed a little bit. You said you have a daughter 18 and 15?
Yeah, a daughter 15, yeah.
Okay, so now that you have that, think about it in your daughter's view. How do you feel about the rule? How do you feel about a guy texting your daughter? I don't, do you not want to continue on this? Is this?
No.
Okay, okay.
I will talk about anything you want to talk about.
Okay, so you have this 18-year-old daughter. Do you want her, like, at the dinner table, ignore you? Hey, what do you want? You know, you ask her about her day, and she's, like, texting a guy. You take her to the movie, she's texting a guy. How do you feel about that?
I see your point, but I feel like if what she is doing is blindly following rules, is that going to be different from who she really is internally?
What if who she is internally... We don't really believe that anybody is anything. We believe you have a lower self and a higher self. You can choose on any given day to do a dumb thing or a smart thing within your power. So your daughter has the ability to say to a guy, you know what, I'm actually talking to my dad. I'm busy. And we'll see each other tomorrow.
But what if she's not talking to anybody and the guy really likes her and this is an opportunity for them to get to know each other a little better.
That's great, but they can get to know each other slowly on the dates. Wouldn't you want that with an 18-year-old daughter?
So your whole, so let's almost try to put
I know,
a,
you get to know each other just a little slower.
And I can appreciate that. I agree with that. So kind of like this overriding theme is take things slow because I'm going to put it in a biological framework. Certain chemicals relating to love build up over time.
Correct.
If they kind of spike for a guy, they'll also spike down.
Correct.
Fast. Do you believe that that's true? I mean,
yes.
I don't know.
Actually. Yes.
So, and your point is—
It's called courtship.
Right. Okay. And so your point is, if a girl or a woman tells her whole emotional history on the very first date, and the guy's like, uh-oh, what am I getting myself into? She hasn't yet, in some sense, bought the emotional or biological capital with that guy for him to be willing to invest it back in the relationship for her to be able to do all that.
Yeah.
Girls are giving it away. Like online, they're telling their whole life story. Like, I'm divorced. He was a rat. He left me with two kids. And they'll say, what I'm looking for is honesty, trust. Like, it's obvious. I've been hurt. I'm damaged goods.
Everyone's a little too deep. I don't think Amal Clooney told George everything on the first date.
So, what if that's not natural to the woman?
Okay, so I brought this in tonight. Okay. So basically, Heidi Klum, we're all going to agree, is gorgeous, right?
Yes.
Okay. And smart, right?
Let me see what she looks like.
Come on. Yeah, basically, there's no reason that she should not be happy with somebody.
Right.
So Heidi Klum is on a dating hiatus. It says in People magazine that she was with, what's his name? Vito Schnabel. And he was caught kissing someone. I'm sure she spoke to him first.
Why do you think she spoke to him first?
Because she spoke to the other. I don't think she does the rules. And I think that she should. So basically, she must have gone after Vito Schnabel. They're both very high-profile people. So when you go out and you're caught kissing somebody else, it's not even like they're regular people. You're going to get photographed. You're going to end up in the newspaper. Clearly, the other person's going to find out. When you're at the level Heidi Klum is, how did you ever get into a situation where the guy you're seeing is caught kissing someone else?
So you're saying is, even if she liked him, what should she have done? Like, Heidi Klum's like an exceptional example. It's not like the average woman.
We have a theory about that. Nobody will approach you because you're a gorgeous, fabulous model, nobody's going to want to be Mr. Gorgeous, Fabulous Model anyway.
So that's the real insecure, unconfident guy who she wouldn't want to be with anyway.
Right. He's never going to want to be with you. Obviously, like, George Clooney had no problem. Amal's a lawyer. Isn't she a million things in England or something?
She's very titles. Prominent.
So either he was okay with it or afraid of it. So you don't want someone who can't handle you because
we follow this because we have to be able to tell our clients.
Sure.
Sometimes they have to be like half dead to not break rules because left to their own devices, they will do everything.
That's why you want to give these books to your daughters.
Okay. Looking at it from the perspective of me, a man, I don't want someone to artificially avoid me just because I'm pursuing them. They're doing you a favor.
So you won't get bored and run.
But we're not saying no. I mean, if a woman says no, you ask her out and she says, absolutely not, I have no interest in you. She has no interest in you. That's not playing hard to get. But if she says, I'd like to, but I'm not free tonight. You ask her for tonight, she's not free, but she's free in a few days.
But if I say
on a Thursday night, hey, what are you doing Saturday night?
I'm busy.
Now I'm thinking she's busy dating someone.
Wouldn't you think it's kind of last minute?
I agree with you because, you know why I agree with you? It's because if I went out with her Saturday and had a good time and it was just friends, whatever. Okay, I'm probably calling Sunday morning and asking her for Monday.
There you go.
Or Sunday night. But that's too fast.
But she's going to say no to Monday if she's working with us because she's going to say, I've got to slow this train down. Or he's going to get in, he's going to get bored, he's going to get out.
There has to be some waiting.
You're like the men whisperer. Guys have to be trained because they're kind of a little stupid.
The men whisperer. I never heard of that. That's very cute.
I still think, though, the kind of men that ultimately are going to cave in are a little bit more insecure maybe because they're like, oh, she didn't respond to me. Something must be wrong. I got to keep pursuing until she responds to me.
No, he's like, oh, wow, I asked her for Monday. She said she's busy. You wouldn't think anything. You'd be like, oh, she's busy.
See, critics of the rules say, well, maybe the guy thinks she doesn't like him. But that is a fallacy because she is saying yes if you ask in advance. She's just not saying yes to Thursday for Thursday, Friday for Saturday, you know. But if you say Wednesday for Saturday, she's like, sure.
Yeah.
So you'll know. Let's go over some of these other rules just so people get a bigger picture of it.
I think you would like it.
I appreciate a lot of these rules. One is your rule number one, be a creature unlike any other. Maybe describe that for a second because I actually think that's the most powerful rule.
You don't tell him you just got fired that day. Your ex-boyfriend you just saw him on Facebook with another girl. All the stuff that's running through your head. You're a creature unlike any other. You are.
But you're taking it from a negative point of view. I think there's a positive side of it.
You're saying not to say those things.
What
we're saying is even if you had a horrible childhood and whatever, you're wearing hair extensions, you act like you're the prom queen. You pretend you just got off the jet that goes to France. What's it called? Yeah, like I've ever gone on that.
The Concorde.
You pretend.
From France.
Okay, not the Concorde. You pretend you got off of a private jet and you're like, you know, like you don't have to talk too much. You don't have to convince him that you're interested.
But what I appreciate about that rule, because when you write in the book,
self-esteem.
You're actually, it's not pretending. You're saying, go to the gym. Eat healthy.
Yeah.
Sleep well.
Yeah, we're very big on all that.
You know, and you say, what do you do between Saturday if you just said no to somebody on a Thursday? Don't go to a romantic movie. Go to a comedy. Spend time with friends.
We keep our life.
I think there's a layer in this.
And you're a better friend. How would you like to be the girlfriend that had the plans with her for Monday night, who she says, oh my God, I just got a call from James. I'm canceling on you. They lose their friends.
But there's the guy code where that's always understood, though.
But after a while, you won't like it because she'll have nobody in her life but you. Because there's so many people you can cancel on, and then you're going to be with her. Don't you want her to have outside interests? You don't want a girl that's going to give their whole life up for you.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what damages many relationships. Yeah. So I'm trying to poke holes in these things.
Yeah, you're never going to win. Everybody did it. They've never gotten through. Brian Gumbel, he was exasperated.
Brian who?
Gumbel.
Oh, Gumbel?
On the Today Show.
So, before the podcast started, you said you moved to New Jersey.
Yes.
Because your husband, your now husband,
gave me a ring.
Was in New Jersey.
I wasn't moving before that.
Right, but why do you let him decide where you're going to live?
Because it's completely different. The rules for marriage are the opposite of the rules for dating. When you're dating, you're hard to get. You're a challenge. They have to fly to you. They have to travel to you. We don't meet halfway. We don't pay. I never paid for anything. Like these women that are like, oh my God, I have to pay for something. I'm like, no, you don't. So when you're
I agree with that, by the way.
Good.
Even in today's society.
But when you're married, the man is the boss. You can say it's all crazy.
The problem is, this is not a problem. The problem I feel is from a PR point of view is that when you say stuff like that, it sounds totally anti-feminist.
Okay, what I'm saying is,
even though I understand what you mean.
Honestly, New Jersey is a good place to raise children. Like I wanted to stay in the city, but it was a very, like my husband thinks long term and I'm very short term. I like the city. It was my friends, comfortable, but it's good to raise children in the city.
No, but let's get back to when you're married, the man's the boss.
He's the boss because he makes financial decisions. He plans, he did the college fund. I'm like, you know, getting painters and getting coffee tables. He's like, we need to have a college fund. Men are more the managers. You know what I'm saying? I'm a feminist. Ellen's a feminist. It's biological. It goes back to Adam and Eve.
So that's what I'm wondering is how much is biological in that?
It's biological.
In that, in a marriage, in a committed relationship, it's not like a union of equals. We still each have our biological roles is what you're saying. And you're saying too, women have powerful roles. You'll pick out the house maybe or find the painters.
Right.
This, but it feels feminist. It feels anti-feminist even me saying that. That feels weird.
We're equal, but we're different. We have our strengths and weaknesses. Like I'm good with my daughter with X, Y, and Z, with clothes, with essays, college, this, and he's good with her with money. He said, we're paying for college, we're not paying for clothes.
But
like that, I would never have said that to her.
But let's just put it bluntly too. You guys have sold 3 million copies of your series of books. You've made a lot of money. It's not as if you're not
moneymakers. We get consultations every day. We have like 5 different courses.
So you have a whole business. You're very entrepreneurial.
Business. Very busy.
So potentially, there's going to be points where you're going to be making more
okay,
than
do
your
you know
husband's.
Why Ivana and Donald Trump broke up? Mostly because she became a man. She was running the Plaza Hotel. She was acting. We could be like that too. We could be so business oriented and not have time for dinner and say, leave me alone with the pot roast or cooking or your family. Or literally, we can be
She's
monsters,
right.
men, monsters.
She's right. She's
but
right.
we're not because we know that a marriage is made up of a man and a woman. Ivana became a man and he was like, I've had enough of this. Melania is very feminine. You know, what's her name in between? Marla was an
Well, that
idiot.
Was an affair. That was
like
affair.
Nothing.
That didn't count.
She doesn't have like a brain. But Melania is... really knows what she's doing because
but
she's
let's not bring
feminine.
Politics into
yeah, we're not
next,
bringing politics. But,
next.
But Obama's wife, Michelle, too. She's very, you know, smart.
Can
but
we
she's
talk
feminine.
About other people
let's
than
talk
political
about other people.
Candidates.
But my
please,
point
thank
is you.
You
have to have a man and a woman in a marriage. You can't have two men, two business people, because you'll just like kill
yeah.
each other.
She's right.
So on the one hand, the woman can totally be subsumed into the man's life. So he has to be independent.
Right.
On the other hand, the woman mostly should agree to the man's major life decisions. Like we're going to live in New Jersey or we're going to
well, you could work it out.
Travel to Europe or whatever.
It's workable. I mean, I don't know, 50-50 or 60-40. I mean, you both agree on everything. You speak about everything. But she's just saying you can't be, there can't be two men in the marriage unless there are two men in the marriage.
I mean, that makes sense.
But there has to be somebody that's a little bit more of the home and oh, let me set the table. Somebody, the...
What if you're busy though with your business and you don't want to set the table? What if you don't
might
like
end
setting
up
the
divorced.
Table?
Yeah, but if you don't put family, even the most yeah. successful CEOs put family first.
Yeah.
Anybody that puts business before family is going to be alone.
Huh.
So it's not a good energy to have. Where
For both men and women.
Yeah, I mean, do you never want to see your kids?
No, I love seeing my kids.
So then you can't be all business. You know, it's not that my husband's always right. It's that I learned to agree with him. In the beginning, I was kicking and screaming about leaving the city. And then I said, you know what? He's right. You're supposed to raise kids in the suburbs. So it was, I see the wisdom of his ways.
What if he had agreed with you instead?
Then they would be in the city.
But then
you don't know my husband.
Do you think the marriage would have lasted then?
Yeah, of course.
If they agreed, she wouldn't do it. But what she's saying is if he feels very strongly about something, she goes along with it. As opposed to kicking
but
and screaming.
But we discuss it. It's not yeah. like a dictatorship.
Right, but what if you feel more strongly no matter what?
She has in a few areas and she won.
I put
and
my
she
foot
won.
Down.
Like
my daughter needed a tutor for the SATs. She's very creative. She writes very well, but her SAT scores could be bumped up. And he was like, that's ridiculous. But the whole town of Livingston was using tutors since they were two. So I said, let's get a tutor, you know, just for a short time. And it really made her scores go up. So
you're very exciting.
Yeah.
And your husband was against that?
He doesn't like the artificialness of tutors, but he didn't understand the whole town is doing it. And then she needed some plastic surgery. I don't want to go into details. And he was like, this is ridiculous. It's the Kardashians. I said, it's not the Kardashians. It's very, her back would have been, you know.
Just say what it is.
Whatever. A breast reduction. Not from me, of course. And he was like kicking his feet. He says, this is Kardashians. We don't do this. And I said, listen, and I got the facts. I looked up Ariel Winter from Modern Family and the other one. And he was like, you're right. So yeah, so it's not a dictatorship, but I do try to listen to his point of view.
But that was also a situation regarding kids where I think that's also within more the domain of the mom.
He didn't want to paint. I wanted to paint.
Again, probably more the domain of the mom.
With business... He's my best friend. It's like he, you know, preps me for interviews. He said, make sure you say this, da, da, da.
So you think
make
maybe
sure you say Oprah.
Because you built up in the right way, that allows you to become more partners?
Yes. But we've seen, like, the housewives' marriages dissolve.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I don't have time for your dinner. I don't have time for your...
They have their own publicist, their makeup person. They have no
time for their husband.
Yeah. And then they kind of aren't married anymore.
Okay, so that's the rules for marriage. I want to get back to the rules for dating.
Yeah.
Don't tell him what to do. So when you're dating, what if you want to play ping pong and he wants to go to a baseball game?
No, we mean don't tell him what to major in. Don't say, I think you're making a mistake. You should go to law school. He doesn't want to go to law school. He doesn't even want to finish college. Maybe that's not a good one to point at, but... He wants to do
Yeah, because we talked about college before here.
Maybe he doesn't want to go to college. You marry him without going to college. Don't force him to go to college. Don't make him into somebody else. They don't like that.
Yeah, don't like try to patch up his relationship with his father.
If you're right.
Mind your own business.
Then go to college.
So this all assumes you still like him despite these things that you disagree with.
Yeah, but you just want more whatever.
You wish he'd go to graduate school. You want him to get along with his father. You want this from him. You got to walk away. You got to leave it alone. It's none of your business.
We keep assuming this is women trying to court men, but I kind of see also a lot of this happens in reverse, in the sense that if a man pursues a woman too quickly, she'll learn it. She'll lose interest. She'll say, oh, this is going too fast for me.
If she likes him, she won't think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If George Clooney was courting me, I'd have a problem with that.
So if he was just like...
But I would have to slow it down. As a rules girl, I would say, I can't see you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Sorry, George. I can only see you Saturday.
Because and you have no problem with the fact that even though everything inside you might want to say...
Correct.
You know, even though he's calling on a Friday night, can I see you tomorrow morning or tomorrow night? Even though you really want to say
we've
yes.
We've had this. We've done this. We've counseled others in it. It's our blood. Yep.
It's like you're saying, what if you feel like eating cake for breakfast? It's like, is that a help? You know, what we want to do, our instincts.
What if you
want to
jump off a building? I don't know. You can't do certain things.
Oh, women, my God. You're getting me on every possible criticism. You've been through this too much for 20
women
years.
Women call the guy's children. They call his mother. They call the secretary. They buy two tickets for a game. They redecorate his apartment.
Too much.
They're very aggressive. I don't know if you know single women today. They're incredibly aggressive.
They meet you and they'd be like, oh, you have a daughter 18? Oh, does she like Prada?
Because you know Bruno Mars? I have two extra tickets.
Yeah. And you'd be...
No one's offering my daughters.
What?
No one's offering my daughters those tickets. So, I'm meeting the wrong women.
Women are very aggressive. You haven't found that?
I guess I have with some of them.
And you probably run the other way. That's why you don't even have an experience of it, because you're just so turned off that you haven't even had it really happen.
Would you want a girl that asked you out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say
if
that.
If I like them.
Yeah, well,
if I like them.
Right, but you wouldn't
but then
like
you
them
would have
then.
Asked them out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, it's a moot point.
So, but then, if you ask somebody out, I don't know, and they say no, or they say yes, and you go out, and you want to go out the next day, and then they say no, then I feel...
Because you're not asking for the right date. You're not asking for
No, but then
right.
You'd feel...
But I don't know that. I don't know
right.
That they're
so this is good.
Rules.
This is setting the stage of the rules courtship. So then they'd say no, but they'd say it really nicely. And then you'd maybe think, oh, God, she doesn't like me. So then you might call your best friend who might say, ask her again. And you'd think, nah. And then you'd think...
I swear to God, I think she's not interested in me.
Okay.
If she says no.
But you'd ask her again.
I don't know if I would. I would only...
Even if she was, if she wasn't that bad.
But are you asking last minute?
I'm thinking
for
back,
tomorrow?
I'm thinking about 10 years ago. I think I was dating someone who was totally obsessed with the rules, now that I'm thinking about
okay.
it.
Okay.
And
maybe she took
all
them.
Of these rules she was following. And now that
how
I'm,
do you
now
know
seeing,
that?
Because I'm seeing the rules
really?
Right in front of me.
But
and
when
now
you
I'm
asked her for Wednesday for Saturday, did she say yes?
She said no. When I asked from Thursday to Saturday, she said no.
Right.
And then I automatically assumed she was not interested. Or that she was dating somebody else, which is a rule of mine. Don't date anybody who's potentially dating someone else.
Right.
And so, and then it took a few days. It took past the weekend. And then she wrote me and said, you know, what happened? You disappeared. And I'm like, well, you said no.
Well, first of all, rules girls don't really say no. Sometimes they take our book too seriously. You say, I'm so sorry. I already have plans.
I'd like to, but I have plans.
Yeah. So like
so
basically
say
you're
that?
Saying, she didn't say I like to, but I have plans. No isn't the answer. It's I'm
she
sorry.
She didn't say the I'd like to.
Yeah.
She just said she was busy.
That's what the rules
okay,
were.
Okay, then when she came back and said, where were you? Then what happened?
Then we started dating, but then it ended fairly quickly.
How did it end? Who ended it?
She ended it, and then so, and so I said, fine. I always assume people are being completely honest. And then a week later, she said, oh, we were just getting started. What happened? Because I didn't respond to her for that week. So I think she was going back and forth.
She doesn't sound like a rules girl.
Yeah, she doesn't feel like she was just maybe
a rules
cuckoo.
Girl would have said, I'd like to, but I already have plans. Yeah. And then you would have figured out, okay, my husband called Monday for Saturday every week.
He had read the rules. He knew.
No, no. But we were writing the book when I was dating him.
Oh, okay. Because it's like 22 years, 23 years ago.
And I didn't even tell him. I said I was a writer, and I didn't tell him how to try. I said it was top secret.
Huh. Ah, yeah. Good for you, because otherwise he would have done your research. The mystery, yeah. So how much do you, you know, and I've seen this. It's funny. I went on a date once. We're on the very first date. She basically ran through her entire medical history. And I really liked her. I thought she was really quirky and interesting and funny.
Her medical history?
Well, like, this happened to her at 18. Then she really hates this person. Then she has to take these drugs for depression.
Oh, my God. No,
and,
no.
And so I went to my therapist with this. And my therapist said, absolutely not.
Like,
that is, there's something wrong if she's saying too much so quickly. So... And
see, women were going to therapists and then going on dates and acting like it was a therapy session. And we said, no more. You can go to therapy if you want, preferably a rules therapist, you know, somebody that believes in
having some mystery. I think that was in the beginning. I think therapists now agree with the rules. I think in the very beginning, we said, don't tell your therapist about the rules, because we thought therapists.
Right, that's one of your rules. Don't tell your therapist about the rules.
So we took it away. We amended
it. Lots of therapists wrote to us and say they agree, because women had no boundaries. They were just like saying, like, this woman, everything.
You can't do this with guys. You can't tell them everything
going
on.
There's a date. A date isn't therapy.
So, how did you come up with this stuff? Like, what was going on in your lives where you messed up that you then had to develop these roles?
Nothing so much. I was
like,
young.
It's not like you were born knowing, oh, I'm going to...
No, I got them from a girl. I got them from a friend of a friend.
Uh-huh. But we instinctively knew the order of things, because she has an older brother and I have two older brothers. And my brother actually does look like George Clooney. And girls
really
would
does.
Call the house constantly. And he was bored beyond belief. And he ended up marrying somebody that he pursued.
I thought I was like everybody else. I thought, that's ridiculous. You can't ask a guy out. But anytime I did anything that sort of wavered or a friend did, it didn't end well. And I thought, wow, maybe there really is something to this. Because I thought it seemed a little silly. It was like 19, whatever, 80. And I thought I went to college. I graduated from NYU with a degree in accounting. I didn't know why I couldn't do things. And a lot of my friends felt the same way. And then there was a girl saying, no, 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 you've got to caveman it. You got to go back. You got to do the rules. I was like, what rules? That sounds really silly. And I watched her, and I remember what happened. I went to a bar restaurant with her, and all these guys were talking to us. And she, in the middle, said, all right, I've got to get go. She walked up somewhere else. I stayed and talked to them. One of them said to me, what's her name? And the next day she calls me, did you get my name out? That guy called me. And I was like, you didn't even talk to him. And I was like, oh my God, she's right. She just kind of was like, all right, nice chatting. And she walked away. And I thought, well, that's a little, she didn't even stay and talk. And that's who the guy called.
Because he liked her look.
And because she also walked away a little bit.
Well, do you think the same, like, there's books like The Game by Neil Strauss, which talks about how guys should, quote unquote, neg.
No, but they're saying treat women badly, say things to get them to think that they're not fat or they're fat or... We're not playing with anybody's head.
What if guys played the same roles, though, that you're suggesting, which is...
Guys won't.
They don't. They only do that if they don't like you.
Yeah.
First of all, guys don't even buy relationship books.
Not really. Right.
They really don't.
They did, unless some people bought The Game,
podcast,
but that's it.
You know, like you, they have a podcast, they want to get knowledgeable. But every guy I know was reading Bill Gates or some sports thing. My brother's like one of the biggest collectors of Roberto Clemente memorabilia. I mean, they are not in the relationship set. The only people in the relationship sex in a bookstore are women.
Yeah.
Unless they're writing a term paper on it. Like, they're not buying these books.
So what should guys do?
Guys should pursue
women.
Girls that they're attracted to.
And treat them nicely, open their car door, send them flowers on their, you know, just nice
remember
things.
Their birthday?
Yeah.
So it makes it so easy for guys and hard for women.
It is that
it
way,
is.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard for women?
Well, because it's hard for women when you're dating, but when you're married, we say that they kind of switch around and the guy gets to lead. And so it's easier for men to be married maybe because they sort of get to maybe rule the roost a little more, but it's harder when they're dating for the women.
Let's stop to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Maybe this is wrong, or maybe this is right.
No, harder for them, yeah.
Seems like short term, it's easier for women. Because women have a vagina. So if a woman is in a bar, and she's the only and she's not going to have a problem meeting a guy in that bar. She could choose any guy in the bar, pretty much.
No.
Who's single.
No, maybe to sleep with her that night, but not
to marry
her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, short term. That's
what
I'm saying,
short term. Yes.
But what you're saying is...
Correct.
We're into long term.
Long term, men have to... You know, and again, I'm going to get to the biology. So oxytocin is this neurochemical that women release when they're in labor because it reduces the pain of labor. It also turns out that women feel oxytocin during sex all the time, but men only have an oxytocin spike during sex when they're in love. So I don't know how they quite measure that, but that's the studies show. So that seems to be related to this, is that somehow men have to be, you have to give them time for this neurochemical soup
to build. Well, they have to like you right
away.
We were on Sally Jesse Raphael with like Mr. Universe, like 15 years ago, whatever it was. And somebody got up on this. Everyone was screaming at us. This guy ripped up a book. Women could do what they want.
Because maybe they'll have better critiques than I will.
A girl can ask a guy out. Why can't a girl make the first move? And Mr. Universe is on the stage with us when I was, and there was like all these single girls and they were like, I can do what I want. You can't tell us what to do. We can ask men out. You're old fashioned, blah, blah, blah. So I said to Mr. Universe, do you know who you like already? He goes, yeah. And I was like, I knew it. So he knew.
A guy walks into a room in 2 minutes, they know which girl
they
like.
Yeah, they're like, I want the one in the middle. So what if the one on the end tries to talk to you?
It's not gonna
forget it. You'll sleep with her. Maybe you'll date her for a few years, but you really like the one in the middle.
And the one in the middle, he likes her, but you're saying she'll blow it if she doesn't follow
exactly.
The rules.
Yeah, if she sleeps with him that night.
Then she's like the girl on the
right. A little silly.
So she has a chance because he likes her.
That's not true. I've heard stories where you sleep with a guy too soon, but as long as you emotionally don't,
clingy.
Yeah,
you
can get away with it sometimes.
The
it's
physical
not
is not even as bad as the emotional.
Yeah.
But I feel like I like it when a girl feels clingy.
At what stage of the relationship?
You say that, but you're not
if
with
I
any.
Like the girl... I want her to feel clingy right away. I don't want to have to pursue.
You think that, but you probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, long term.
Because you want to wonder what she's doing when she's not texting you.
But that's scary to me. Maybe because I'm insecure.
Well, we could do a childhood. When we do consultations, we do a childhood and dating history.
Okay, tell me.
So
let's do it.
What kind of, were your parents happily married or what was?
I mean, they were married. It's hard to say happily.
Did your father pursue your mom? Or do you know?
I don't know, actually. I never asked them.
Are they still married?
No, my dad's dead. But
oh,
they
I'm
stayed
sorry.
Married the whole time.
Do you know how they met?
They met, they were co-workers. And in a computer software company. So she was one of the few
women
at that time, you know, in the 60s.
It sounds like he liked her. I get the feeling that he probably liked her.
And he was, but here's the thing. He was recovering from a bad marriage. And so I think maybe he went in right into something that he felt was a little easier for him.
Okay.
So... he was kind of coming out of crisis rather than maybe a normal, not normal, but like a different situation where he had his choices.
Now, were they close to both? Were both of them close to you?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, so parents weren't really close to their kids.
So
in the
did 70s. They teach you anything about dating?
Zero.
See, this is what we're finding. Like we are the surrogate mothers.
The only advice is my mom once told me, because don't overly pursue.
Don't overly. Oh, so maybe your dad overly pursued her.
I think there was, my mom felt this one woman was bad for me when I was 18.
Oh,
and
so she saw you overly pursue her.
Yeah.
And did you get hurt by this woman?
No, ultimately we ended up together for 3 years and I wanted to end it really badly.
And why was that?
She wanted to get married. I was only 21, so I couldn't do it.
But what do you mean by overly pursue? What did you do that was extra?
I mean, I would just wanted to spend every minute with her.
So you got to spend every minute with her, and then after 3 years, she wanted to get married, and then you didn't.
Right.
Do you think that if she had maybe pulled back a little, or there was no way you were getting married at 21?
Well, I don't know. I can't really say.
Maybe she was all in, and then you got a little bored, and then after 3 years, you were like, yeah, no, I'm not getting married.
So you saw her all the time.
Yeah.
Was it a little boring?
We would have said,
we
don't do that.
We ended up moving in together.
Was it boring?
Well, then at the age of 19.
We would have said, no, don't
see,
do that to
work.
Her.
We were
said,
in London because on a book tour and all the women there, they live with guys for 5 years. None of them get married. None of the men want to get married. It is the biggest killer of marriage is living together.
Unless and you're living, the kids do it today. They do, they live
because
together
they're planning
for a time.
To get married.
Yeah, and then if it doesn't, if something terrible happens, but the plan is we're not just living together, we're going to get married. So you lived with her just to hang out, live, 19
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good for the woman.
No.
That's not good for
her. Yeah, and then look what happened.
And
it ended.
You know what? She moved in with me. I was already at that point. I was only 1 year in. She moved in with me, and I didn't want her to.
Oh,
there
you go.
She
moved
next.
In. She moved
so
in.
So you
while
don't want a clingy
I was at
woman.
Work.
You know, she moved in. That's aggressive. That's so what yeah. we're talking
saying
about.
It, so then, yeah. So
women
you're saying,
are very aggressive.
You're so then you're just like every. You're just a guy that just yeah. said
so
he likes to her to be available.
Think your mother planted in your head that you shouldn't be overly aggressive. That's why you're like not so.
Well, but I am overly aggressive, I think, now. Like, I think I pursue.
You're going to end up, you're going to be just like George Clooney.
Yes.
You're going to ask a million girls a million questions. What do you think about this? What about, do you like apples? A million questions. Girls are going to fall in love with you because you're interesting and you're like a little bit that other part of the brain with relationships. And you're going to lose interest and go on to the next one. You're going to end up with the girl who was like, I don't really think I liked him right away. That's who you're going to end
or
up
definitely
with.
Not somebody that's going to move in.
Do you think those relationships last when the girl doesn't
sure.
really like the guy?
A girl
that
can,
those
right
are the
away?
Best relationships.
A girl can.
Really?
A girl can decide to like, can fall in love slowly, but a guy is like, yes or no. Don't you know who you like right away?
Like
yeah,
a type.
I do right away.
You do like right away.
And so I can't understand it when they don't know right away.
Girls just don't know right away.
Because they're just...
We're different. There's other things, there's stability.
Sometimes we like a guy right away,
yeah.
but then there's other
You have to be more
factors.
Careful too. There's a biological reason why you have to be more careful.
Right.
Because you could only use your egg...
Yes.
For 9 month periods and guys could just go everywhere.
Right. That's a big part of our book. Like Michael Douglas could have kids at 65, but Catherine Zeta-Jones can't. So we are big on not wasting time. So these women that are in 5 year relationships, that doesn't exist in the rules world. We date a guy for 9 months to a year. And then that's it.
Sherry says that you are a minimalist. She sent me articles and I read it. So yeah. basically what
we're
I wanted to tell
too.
You was where the rules is like you have 15 things that people should need. We're like number 16. Girls need a 16th thing called the rules. And they should bring that with them in their 15 minimalist things because you waste so much time dating guys who don't like you or don't really care about you or treasure you. You're hoping maybe they will one day. You'll convince
mind.
A guy, even though you're not the girl in the middle that he liked, you're the girl on the left, that you're funnier, you have a master's degree, you're good, you'll pay for him for things, you're generous. He'll still want the girl in the middle. He'll dump you one day for the girl in the middle.
Okay, so
don't waste time.
So let's take an example of the guy who's pursuing a girl, asks her out quite a bit, and she's backing off. She's saying, no. How does the guy know that she's not, maybe she's being nice. Maybe she's like saying, you know, oh, let's hang out as friends. Or, and then
that's
she hangs
not
out
the
every
rules.
Day.
We, as the, okay. So the rules are, I once had a guy follow me around at a bookstore, a book signing a million years ago. And he was like, a girl didn't go out with me because I thought he was going to kill me. So it ends up, and I finally said to him, what did you do? And he said, well, I called her, I've called her every week and she keeps saying, no, she's doing your book. I said, she's not doing my book. She doesn't like you. So basically...
Okay, what about a situation though? So here's a situation I've been in where I like the girl. She says, I don't know, let's see. But then all the time she's calling and or wants to hang out or stop by, but it's always like a let's see. So what? How do I interpret that? I'm not saying this is happening now, but this has happened in the past.
Let's see what? Are you asking her out on Saturday night dates?
Yeah.
Dates?
And she says, let's see
about what?
And she doesn't really respond to that. She'll say,
so she's
no,
not
I'm busy.
Going on dates with you.
Right.
She just wants to hang out with you.
But like literally I'll be sitting I would have been sitting in my home at like 8 p.m. and she'll call up and say,
she
what are you doing?
Out.
And she wants to
so
hang out.
So she doesn't like it. She just wants to be with somebody interesting.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like you romantically.
But you're saying though, that could still be won over because women can.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah.
We have seen women say, you know, I didn't really like him at first, but now I do.
Sort of like when Harry met Sally, that kind of thing. Like
he annoyed
her for years. And
but
then,
you
are
don't
you saying
go,
I
but
look
we,
like Harry?
No,
like
but we're saying don't go, but don't waste years of your life, you know, 9 months and then next.
Too.
Right. Yeah.
So,
you can't waste time.
What did your therapist say?
Don't waste time.
Yeah, don't waste years of your life. Yeah.
So like don't even hang out at all.
No, don't hang
waste
out.
Hours.
Don't hang out.
So but if you do think it's someone who's potent, you're saying someone a woman can be men no, but women can be won over.
A little bit, but she should like you a little bit.
She likes
although
let's,
some
let's
people
say,
have we've had girls say I didn't like him at all, and then they do turn around. So.
I mean, they like this person at this time liked enough that she was calling constantly. Like literally.
Yeah, but she was calling. She wasn't going on dates. She was calling you last minute. She wasn't treating you well. That's not what you want. You want a girl who maybe didn't like you, goes on dates with you, and then's like, wow, or not has a cancer. Not has a cancer scare, but has something happen, and then you're really, she sees who you are as a true person, and she starts to fall for you because you, after all, are a nice guy. But that can't happen the other way around. Anyone listening to this, women, you cannot be there for a guy and respond to him right away and help him through his test crisis at school or when he got fired from his job and be the first person to call him back, and then he'll like you. He'll still like who he liked.
But I still want to know, how does a man work with this? How does a man do this and respond to this?
Well, first of all, where do you meet women?
I don't really. I mean, people listen to this podcast and read my books and stuff, and so
I meet a lot of people through my audience. People that like your mind or this or that, but that's not romantic. I would, if I were you, go on J-Date or...
No, I can't. I hate those.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you
why. We hated it too, but we had to meet somebody.
But let me say this. It's because, again, I think those online dating applications create this myth in the brain of infinite supply.
It's not true. Listen, we hated all the stuff. It was like going to the dentist. But I needed a husband. She needed a husband. It's like we had to go to 3 singles events a week. We just made up 3 because it was like every other day. And we went to Jewish singles dances. And now this online dating. Back when I was dating, it was New York Magazine. You put the ad in.
Not necessarily Jewish, just whatever.
Or whatever, anything. So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter if you like it or you don't like it. You have to go if you want to meet somebody because I feel like you're just meeting women randomly.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to meet someone?
Yeah.
You really do?
I do. I will say the problem I have is I feel like if there's so many choices, it seems to reduce the value.
Let me tell you something. When I was in my 20s, I went to the matzo ball
dance. And I'm 49.
Okay. I went to the matzo ball dance. Do you know what that is? It was like in the city. It was like New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. There were 1,000 people there. So everybody that says, oh, online dating, there's endless possibilities. There were endless possibilities then. And that night, I met absolutely no guy. 1,000 people. Like 800 men, nobody. The night I met my husband at a Jewish singles dance, there were like 10 men and 30 women. I looked inside and I thought I'm going to kill myself because I couldn't believe the bad ratio. But my husband walked right up to me. So what I'm saying is it's not a numbers game. It's not a nothing game. It's you just show up or you go online and you play the game. You just have to be in it to win it. You just have to.
So you're not trying at all, but you want to meet someone?
No, I try.
How do you try?
Look, I'm just going to be straight out. Like I'm out there. So I write a lot. I do this podcast. I do other things. So I know a lot of people through my...
Okay, so you have a way of meeting people. Not everybody does like you. Okay, so go on.
So if I see somebody I like, then I might ask them out.
But that's pretty random. That's not going to happen every day.
No, but maybe but you're not really in a rush. You have daughters. You're enjoying your life. Are you desperate to? I mean,
I'm not desperate,
but are enjoying.
Prefers to be in a relationship.
I prefer to be in a relationship.
Why don't you try online dating?
Oh, God, I'm stressed.
Okay. Think about it.
I got to think about all these things.
Think about it.
I want to criticize you guys. Hold on a second. Let's find some of your other rules. But actually, I kind of agree with, I really think the bottom line with your rules is self-respect. Take time for yourself. Build yourself up so that, you know, Warren Buffett, I'm going to quote Warren Buffett here. He once said, you know, the best way to be loved is to be lovable. And what you're saying in the rules ultimately is a woman should focus on being lovable for herself and then other guy, and not worry about whether the guy is overly, you know, pursuing or whatever. Focus on herself so that she becomes, you know, she builds her value and then rises in the market. So
when he says, I'm going to call you, she doesn't say when. Right, she's just like, because she's a creature unlike any other. So he either likes me or he doesn't.
Again, it's like almost this economics approach, which is that she's reducing the supply of herself. And so his demand will go up.
Yes.
The value of their relationship will go up.
Correct. Very good.
And I feel like the criticism you've got is because your rules are so direct, they almost sound either manipulative sexist.
Right.
But I can see from talking to you that's obviously not the case. They do all sound manipulative, like don't open up too fast. What if the woman wants to open up too fast? You're saying don't do it because of how the man will react, as opposed to...
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. But you're not saying, Don't open up too fast, because in general, people shouldn't open up so fast to
And we're not
strangers.
Saying to lie. We're not telling him to go. You said you went to Harvard. If you didn't, we're just saying go slow on opening up, because, like you said, it works out better. Your therapist told you, she's, forget it. She opened up too fast. She sounds cuckoo.
So what about like what's happened in college lately with, you know, there's a whole kind of, I don't know what you call it. Like, yeah, hookup culture. Like, what's that all about? How does that affect? Are people kind of skipping the rules for those 4 years?
We think so.
Well,
there are girls who call us from college. You know what it is? Girls who need the rules know who they are. They're not okay when they sleep with a guy and he doesn't call. They may say, yeah, no, it's okay, but it's not okay. Or they decipher his. We've had consultations where girls don't know what kind of emoticon. Do I send a smiley face, or do I say talk to you later, or do I say thank you? They're a little nutty with the boys. They know who they are. They just feel, maybe they know what they're doing, but they don't think they know what they're doing. Those girls need the rules. Some girls are fine. They're like, I slept with a guy, like whatever. He didn't call me. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll figure it all out when I'm 25. They shouldn't do it. It's for those who need it. We wrote it down thinking it would stop the questions, because somehow Sherry's friends got a hold of me and knew that I knew them, and I was getting calls from people in the city. So we were like, you know, we'll write them down rule by rule, and then we'll never have to talk to them again. And of course, it didn't happen like that. Everyone had more questions, and there was a second book. So it was very grassroots.
What happened? So you wrote these down. Did you get a book deal in the beginning or after you wrote them down?
We wrote down a few chapters. I said to her, we should write this down because it's like enough already. I said, someone from the city called me. I have kids. It's enough already.
She came
already
to my apartment in the city and we talked, and I would write and write and write.
But before that, I said that to her, you know, we really should write this down, and then everybody will just leave us alone. Rule by rule, it'll be out there. Leave us alone. And then right after we wrote the book, we got accepted. We got a book deal. And then when it came out, I decided that people would have questions or someone said something. I ended up putting in a phone number in the back of the book and a P.O. box. We got a zillion letters, a million calls. So one day I said, you know what? Two girls called at the same time and I was busy. I was like, maybe we should make a support group and they could call each other. And she had done her camp newsletter. What was it called? So she was like, let's do the rules news. So we did an old-fashioned rules news. We'd say, do you want to be a contact in your state? We'd have contacts.
Like,
we'd mail them out. Yeah, before the internet.
So you did a kind of like direct marketing of this newsletter?
No, only people that had read the book and wrote in a question and said, hi, I loved your book, but I had a quick question. So many girls wrote, but I'm in a long-distance relationship, that we said, you know what, we need to write a second book. There are a lot of gay people wrote in. We're going to put in gay. We're going to put
getting
in long-distance.
Getting
back an ex.
There were a million situations.
And we sold the second book.
For dating celebrities.
And then there was a second book. And then there was a third book.
Then people started getting married, and they needed a marriage book, because they were like, yeah. Well, what do I do now? Do I call him? He's my husband. Can I call him?
It just became a whole thing. We really started it to just stop everybody from asking us questions and leave us alone. And it was anything but that. And
were you surprised by the success
beyond
of the first book?
Surprise. We didn't want it. I absolutely didn't want it.
Surprise.
I don't like to be on TV. I barely wanted to do this.
But you made good money and you're out with
people. I
didn't
want to. I'm an introvert. I don't want to do these things. I want to think my thoughts, write them down, and leave me alone.
We knew that it worked because every time we told a girl to do the rules, the guy, you know, proposed or whatever, but we had no idea it was going to become a bestseller.
I would have never believed it. I would have been like, me on TV? I don't think so. Never.
Yeah. I mean, literally, women were sitting on the beach in the Hamptons in support groups, like sitting in a circle with the book, asking each other questions. Once there was this woman, she was dating a guy in Ireland, and she was going to fly to him, and she called our hotline. Ellen picked up the call. She was at her beach club or pool club. She literally left the pool, called the woman back.
And said, don't fly to him.
And she canceled the flight to Ireland.
And then she married him.
Yeah, because if you're flying to him, forget it. He's going to think you're a doormat.
Wow.
They have to travel to you. Oprah said that. We were on Oprah's show, and of course, they were naysayers. And Oprah said, nope, I was in a long-distance relationship. I hopped on the plane, and it was a disaster. So Oprah totally agreed with everything.
And now we have a whole website thing going on, and we have
Facebook
dating coaches that Sherry was like, maybe other people want to do what we do. And I was like, I don't really think, do you think anybody would?
So we train them.
She wrote up a course. We wrote it together, and we have like 100 people.
We train them to do consultations like we do. Get the childhood, get the dating history.
We feel like there's enough work for everyone. We try to support, like help them get clients, because there's so many women.
There's enough for everybody
to have a job.
So you did the books, then you created kind of this
courses.
Mini empire.
Yeah, without ever planning to. This it happened to us. This was not something I ever planned, ever.
It's on such an important topic. Like there's a saying in the, let's call it information product business, there's a saying called get paid, get laid, lose weight. So those three things, if you offer, you could build a business around them. So get paid is obviously like, you know,
business.
Some way to make money. Get laid, it's usually referring to teaching men the pickup game,
right.
but in your case, it's teaching women the rules, and lose weight obviously is more
right.
for women, and that's a multi-billion dollar
business.
Well,
so also sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and we're a little bit sex,
mm-hmm.
because we're teaching you to hold back, and when you have sex, it's with the right person, and it's meaningful and worth, it's good.
Is there any of the criticism along the way that you had a real hard time thinking about or dealing with?
Never.
You were just confident right away that these were the roles.
I just didn't want it to, it's so funny because
you don't seem like anti-feminist.
I didn't want this to happen at all, so it was so funny that it happened to me because my intention was I never want to do any of this, so no. Never.
How fast would you say yes to a wedding? Should a woman say yes to a wedding proposal?
We really think it should be like 9 months to a year.
What if it's like 3 months?
We think it's too soon. You
too
don't
soon.
Have a chance. Like they can be covering up like lawsuits, financial ruin.
Crazy.
We had a client, now she's with her good husband because we work with, but before us, she said the guy duped her. He like had no money, zero.
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary, who's on Shark Tank, he was once on my podcast. He had written a book on relationships. And that's why he came on my podcast.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think he would write a book on relationships, but he said you need to do 3 years of financial due diligence on your potential wife before you marry her.
All right.
Perhaps.
So
yeah.
We're not like going on a date saying, marry me. We're not gold diggers. Like that was, you know, a fallacy about the rules that we're looking for big rings. That's not true at all. We really just want nice guys.
We gave a seminar once and some girls came in and they were like, so do you teach us how to get like a rich guy? And I was like, you're at the wrong seminar. No, it's for love, not rich.
Well, it seems like what you're doing is you're finding the guys that you kind of like who like you. And even though some of these techniques seem somewhat manipulative, like don't accept a Saturday night date after Wednesday.
I still don't see how that's manipulative, but okay.
It's just manipulative in the sense that maybe you'd want to say yes on a Thursday.
But after the first date, he should be wanting to be with you on Monday. He should be calling you to try to make sure you're free because he likes you so, so much.
All right,
and
you
don't want to be with anybody but that.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. It's funny because the way it's worded and the way it's all presented, and I think kind of the decades of criticism that have overlaid it does make it feel manipulative. But what you're really saying is you don't want to be with somebody who doesn't respect you doing these things. You guys are sort of the beginnings of modern dating, I feel. Like the rules were so important to an entire generation of, you know, as I was going through my 30s and so on and 20s, it was important to me. Many people, many women I was dating were following the rules, were reading your books. I have some more questions. And you know what? My therapist even gave me questions. She's really great too. And they were all, but she didn't ask as many questions as I thought. One question I don't understand. Are there any new rules relating to sexual consent in today's world? I'm not even quite sure what she means.
I think what she means is these stories about people that, get blacked out drunk and a guy has sex with them and they didn't give consent. That's rape. There are no new rules. It was rape a million years ago. It's rape now. And for men out there, when you say, what would you tell men to do? I would say if a girl's blacked out at a party, don't have sex with her and don't have your friend have sex with her. That's my rule for girls.
Yeah, that
take her home.
Obvious.
We say either don't drink or have one drink. You have to control yourself.
Yeah, but if you don't, guys, don't take it.
They take advantage.
Yeah, don't take advantage of a girl.
I think the real secret to what you two have done with the rules and with all the follow-up books is to really say to women, put the center of gravity back on yourself. Don't outsource your self-esteem to a guy or an idea like marriage or whatever. So, and here are some guidelines for how you could, if you stick to this, just like if you stick to a diet, it might be uncomfortable and they might just be guidelines, but if you stick to them pretty closely, you will find that center of self-esteem move back to you. And yeah. I think people should view these books as that and put it in that context as opposed to trying to figure out, oh, is this like the game or is this some sort of manipulative strategy?
It's not a game. It's not manipulative.
Because I could see how if you say, don't say yes if they ask you after Thursday, it's not because you're trying to coerce them to love you, although that might be an ancillary side effect
of
this.
Yes.
You're trying to say, look, have self-respect for yourself. And it's like you said, do you want to be with a guy who just saw you on Saturday and now he waited till Thursday?
Yeah,
right.
Probably is not a good guy for you. Because I think it's hard to think, oh, well, he's good in every other way. If only he would have just asked me out.
Yeah.
He's just the type of guy
who... If only he remembered I... No, you want the guy who really likes you like that. He's just like, wow, I really want to see her.
But how do you convince somebody who's like, oh my gosh, I love this person in every way, but he's just not, he just wants me to fly to Ireland or he wants me.
He doesn't like you enough. He just wants you to fly
to
Ireland.
And then how do you convince the girl to, so intellectually she understands that.
They're so excited. They're like, hi, Ellen and Sherry, I met this guy. He's very busy. He's very wealthy. So what he did is he had a plane come get me. We're like, nope, we don't like it. We don't care. We'd rather have you be with a guy with less money who flew to you. Because at some level, he has to find someone to walk his dog.
The
one
that flies to you is going to be there when you're having like surgery. The guy that's sending you tickets so that you come to him is going to be like that in the marriage. It's going to be, if you even get married, it's going to be very much like my secretary will see you at the hospital when you're having the babies. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be good.
You know, I've been doing this so long. Why would a girl think she should go visit a guy?
Well, maybe the guy's busy.
Well, then you're busy.
Yeah, isn't she busy?
I don't know.
Whether you're busy or not,
I think
you
women know.
Act
I think everybody knows the guy should visit the girl at some level. We actually say in the books three times, but because we knew that nobody would really do it three times, but at least twice, because he should show some interest. Otherwise,
he should be inconvenienced. He should make the effort.
Yeah, otherwise, or you don't. You also don't want the guy that's. And when he does visit you, you're not a hotel. He has to stay in a place. Like you don't want to be. You don't want guys coming to New York to visit you. Because they've never been to New York. You want them to want to see you.
So let's say girl's going out with a guy. It's going well. Seems like it's going well in every way. They're not living together, but guy seems nice. Girl seems nice. They both seem into each other. And let's say the woman wants to get married. When is the right time? When's the border where she has to think, oh, this guy is never going to get married?
It depends on their age. If they're 22... You know, it could be like 3 years, 4 years. But if they're 20, if they're 35.
Should be probably, within a year.
Nah, 2 years. I mean, she's like the stricter one. I'm like 2 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 1.5 years.
It's a gradual thing. I mean, they say exclusive after a few months. Yeah. Then I love you. You see what they give you for the birthday. And we're not gold diggers, but we want to see, do they remember our birthday? And are they giving us like, see, they guys give trips sometimes for birthdays. And we don't like that because he gets sex. He goes to Aruba. We want like something substantial, like. It doesn't have to be expensive, but
even a beautiful poem.
But then let's say it's 9 months to a year and he hasn't proposed or talked about the future. Just say, you know, I've enjoyed these 9 months together, but I was just wondering where this is going. And then he'll say, hopefully, oh, I wanted to, you know, have a future with you. I was going to propose. I was going to surprise you. But then on the negative side, he could say, future, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just like having fun. We're having fun. Like, what are you talking about?
And then she should end it.
But then there's an in-between where the guy says, you know,
I have to think about it.
My parents are divorced or, I go at my own pace, but things are really good now.
But just say to him, if he doesn't say yes, if he says, I'm not sure or no, just say, well, why don't you think about it and call me when you're ready? Dating a guy while he figures it out.
Or he could say things like, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's some things I don't like about you and I was hoping they would change and next.
But if he wants to live, if he insists on living together, and they're not young, but like 35, 40, and he wants to live with you, we're not like a car that you test drive. Mm. Like, you've already seen me to brush my teeth. You know, this whole thing of I have to live with you. We've gone like on a overnight. You've seen me brush my teeth. You know that I sleep on this side. Whatever. It's like, what do you have to know? I didn't live with my husband. We were dating for 9 months. He proposed on my birthday. We got married 3 months later. What does he even need to know? Like, I'm not an ex-murderer. This is such a joke that people make this stuff up.
Well, he was almost 40, though.
Yeah, he was 39. He was older, I was 34. So yeah. But still,
because if he was 25, it might not have gone
that fast. At 25, yeah, you can do that. But I'm just saying, these people that live together indefinitely with no future, we're not into that because it's a time waster.
So look, I think your books are hugely valuable. I do think my daughters should read them. I'm going to recommend your books to both my daughters. And I don't know if I want my future girlfriends to read your books. I'm not quite sure about that yet.
You know what it is? If they're really smart for themselves, you won't know they read it.
I see.
They should be like a little bit loosey-goosey.
Well,
girls
and also,
out there,
to your point, if I really like them, I'm not waiting till Thursday anyway.
Yeah, right. And you're not going to know that they're not really thinking about what happened in their therapy session, and they're forcing themselves not to talk about it right away because they don't know you that well.
And if I ask on a Tuesday for a Saturday and they say no,
they don't like you.
And then I should back off.
Back off.
No matter how much I like them, I should back off.
Unless they have like a wedding or something that they can't see. Right.
Unless they can totally explain it.
Yeah, exactly.
And try to make up for it.
Yeah, unless they can explain it or make up for it. Yeah.
So that's an important rule. A man rule. So here, I'm going to ask you one final piece of advice. So you mentioned you knew how I only have like 15 items. I'm doing minimalism.
Yeah.
And so what I've been doing for the past 3 years is only living in Airbnbs. So I don't rent and I don't own, and every few weeks I've been moving, or sometimes a couple months, but in general, I haven't had a home. I've lived in other people's homes that I've sort of, you know, so I never have to buy furniture. I never have to have one. I can live in any neighborhood. I can live in any location. So recently, a friend of mine told me, you know what? Female friend was very smart, and she's been married for 30 years, very successful marriage. Recently, a friend of mine told me, she said, okay, enough. Like, now it's creepy. Like, now a woman is not going to think it's eccentric anymore. It's, you need to get an apartment. And she said other stuff to kind of support this, but what do you think of the just basic concept?
She probably has a point at some level. I don't know that, you know what, look, you're a certain type of guy. You're funny, you're friendly, someone's going to love you. You want the girl who actually thinks it's cool that you do this. But I agree. I don't know. I agree. What do you think, Sherry? I don't know.
It's fine if that's your thing.
Yeah, don't change for a woman. You be who you are. You should not.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, if you really are enjoying this minimalist moving around, find a girl who.
Could you tell us about your marriages if you want to?
Like, yeah, sure.
Did you pursue and why did it end?
Yeah, I pursued, and I had kids with the first one.
How did you meet her? And how did you?
I met her at work.
And you knew right away she was the one, or?
I was attracted right away, definitely. And then it's funny, then a friend of mine who was working for me, who was a lesbian woman, said, oh, that girl's hot. And so I figured, oh, if this lesbian employee of mine thinks so.
So her stock went up because someone else,
yeah,
she was a creature
unlike any
other.
I needed that social proof, like a wing person almost.
So how did you court her? Like, how did it?
We had to work together a little bit, and one time I asked her out. She said no, and you know,
so
the
you
next
knew.
Time. And then I think it was like on the third or fourth date, I went in for the kiss and she said next date.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So then in a way,
they just say later.
I think she was playing the rules. She even wrote me a whole, I think she was, she
you
even
give
wrote
her
me.
Her name. We can look her up and well, see if she, I, see if she wrote us. Get a consultation well, with us.
Hold on. She wrote me a whole bunch of notes for this interview.
She's still your friend?
Oh, yeah. She's the mother of my children, so.
Oh, okay.
Good.
And she said.
She has questions for us? Okay.
She wonders if there's generational differences, but you basically said no. And she said, she says, with online dating, I would never give out my phone number, text, chat, connect on Facebook, etc. before meeting someone.
She's right.
That's fine. That's a good safety.
Yeah.
She says, never break your own rules.
Well, sometimes they want to hear your voice before meeting.
So she thinks, so men tend to be more overly identified with their professional life. So she thinks women should study a little bit more what a man does for a living in terms of predicting their behavior.
No, doesn't matter.
So you courted her like in a rules way and you married her?
Yeah, she used the rules way. I was just like, boom, why aren't you?
So it worked.
So it worked.
So then how long were you married?
We were married for like maybe 8 years, 9 years.
And
long enough to have two kids.
Why did it end? Or if you want to tell us, you don't have to.
I think I was going through a lot professionally and it was caused me to be not as present in the marriage as I could have been. We tried counseling and it didn't work.
So
and
she just, ended it or you?
I mean, we both kind of, basically the therapist said, you guys are not going to work out.
Sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then...
Have you been married since then?
Yeah, I got married again.
When did you get married again?
2010.
Okay, really?
And how did you meet her?
I met her online dating. Then I did online dating. That's part of the reason why I won't do online dating now.
Oh, well, that makes sense. What happened? Did you write to her first?
I did write to her first. And
see, you've never married anybody that wasn't the rules. Everybody else would have said, oh my God, he's so cute. I wrote to him, but you don't even remember those girls and you didn't marry them.
That's true.
Your two relationships, whether they worked or not, they were rules relationships.
That's true.
Yeah.
When I was really interested. Oftentimes I've been really interested in women who weren't interested in me. I think that was the bulk of my
that happens to everybody.
Interest. But yeah. So
what happened with the second one?
That actually is her story to tell. I can't really tell.
But you did marry her. You courted her properly.
I courted her, married her. And you know, I'll tell you the one thing that she did that was impressive to me was I lived very minimalist again. So I had no furniture.
You had no soap.
I had soap and a mattress for my kids. And I had a table but no chairs.
Wait, a table but no chairs?
Yeah, I just got lazy.
So you sat on the floor to eat?
Yeah, I sat on the floor to eat.
Fine.
One time she came to me though and she said, listen, by leaving my clothes on the floor, you're showing me you have no respect for me.
Mm.
And so that's when I bought a dresser. And
oh, you got furniture.
Yeah, I got furniture.
Why didn't that relationship work out?
Well, again, that's her story.
Oh, yeah, that's her story.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about being a minimalist?
I love it. Because I don't really,
I read your articles and I was fascinated.
I attach much more value to great experiences. Looking into what the next thing is. So,
I guess if you're going to date somebody I would wait. Maybe you could keep doing what you're doing until you meet someone you really like. But I guess at some point you're going to want more than an Airbnb.
Yeah, but then I feel I should have stopped. The whole point that my advice that my friend was making is that establish who you are first by establishing some roots. You've been doing this. Everybody in the world has roots. You're rootless. So establish who you are.
Maybe you are rootless. Maybe that's who you are.
Yeah, but she didn't feel that was, she thought that was
are
at some point
rootless?
A little bit. No, I think I like stability in my life, but I think I don't really know how to do things. So I don't really know how to like go out and do all the things that people should do because I've been doing this for so long. And when I first moved to the city, I lived in a hotel. When I got divorced, I lived in a hotel. So I never really did it on my own ever in my entire life. I've never built my own home.
So then why don't you keep doing what you're doing and wait to meet someone who would just naturally, she's like, oh, actually, like after a while when you're exclusive, makes you a dinner in a home with a chair and you're happy with that and maybe she'll do it for you.
Maybe. We'll see.
I don't think living this way is going to keep a woman from marrying you, but once you get married, you want to have a home.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll meet someone who's like you and she thinks it's cool and you'll go to Airbnbs together.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
all right.
On that note, the rules and all the books that follow, I highly recommend them. And thank you so much for coming on the show. Maybe you'll come on again after I'm in a relationship. You could tell me what to do
Definitely.
Next time I get married.
We're going to stay in touch until you're married.
I'm gonna tell you one piece of advice Judy Blume gave me, which is that because I had been married twice and I called her and I said, I feel like I'm damaged goods because I've been married twice. And she said she's been married to her husband of 30 years and it's her third time. She said third time's a charm.
Yeah.
So she was trying to cheer me up.
Yes. No, it's true. It really is true. Don't even think
like
that.
You really should think more highly of yourself.
Yeah.
You're accomplished. You're successful. You're helping people.
Yeah.
Why do you put yourself down? Don't put yourself down.
I'm going to close on that. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
For more from James, check out the James Altucher Show on the Choose Yourself Network at jamesaltucher.com and get yourself on the free insiders list today.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. If you like this interview, I know you'll like so many more. You can be the first to hear all my new episodes by subscribing now on Apple Podcasts or whatever app you listen to. Thanks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.